This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we are 58 years of service to our clients and community. At Cherry Hill Volvo, we welcome you, the rich, the only listener, to our family, because relationships matter to all of us. We are Cherry Hill Volvo.
There is no doubt in my mind that Joe Biden's comments on getting rid of oil and his past support of ending fracking have upended the race in Pennsylvania. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli and Facebook.com/Zeoli Show. Days away from an election, that third debate, which would have been the final debate, I should say, by far, in my opinion, complete game changer once Joe Biden stepped in it and talked about how he would get rid of oil. Here to discuss is the former Secretary of Energy for the United States, former Governor of Texas, Rick Perry. Hey, Governor, welcome back to the show. How are you?
It's good to be on, Rich. Thank you. You're spot on with your observation there. It was a pivotal moment in this presidential election. Yeah, from time to time, people will tell you what they're going to do, and you need to take them at their word. When you think about Kamala Harris, what she said about fracking, Joe Biden has traveled across the country since that debate trying to clarify. We don't need any clarification. We know what the left wants to do. We've seen and heard day after day AOC talking about the Green New Deal. Given the reins of power, they will affect Pennsylvania economically like nothing that's happened since, I guess, potentially. I'll tell you what this reminds me of is the Obama administration and the war on coal that administration. Hillary Clinton said, there's just going to be some people in the coal business that lose their jobs. Well, she was right, and she I think that was a precursor to what we've seen with this Biden administration. When they tell you they're going to do something, take them at their word because they're going to do it. It will be devastating to Pennsylvania and to the oil and gas producing. And, Rich, one of the interesting things is people, I guess there are folks out there who go, well, that's the oil and gas folks. And, there's not that many of them. And, us regular folks over here who are just, working or doing what have you. Let me tell you what this means to everybody in Pennsylvania and the other 49 states for that matter. If you see what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are talking about with the oil and gas industry come to fruition, household power prices. This isn't Rick Perry making this stuff up. This is the American Chamber of Commerce. They've done a quick study. U.S. households would pay over four times more for their electricity in 2025, driven in large part by the rising natural gas prices that would occur with the stopping of fracking. This is some stunning stuff, Rich.
Yeah, that's a tax increase everybody's going to have to deal with. I mean, really, it's
everybody.
Think about everybody. Secretary Rick Perry joins me. He's the former Secretary of Energy for the United States and, of course, former governor of Texas. I'm going to ask you about Texas in just a minute, but I'm grateful to have you here because Pennsylvania is the epicenter of this election and Joe Biden's comments on fracking and ending oil. When he's trying to cover it by saying he was just talking about getting rid of oil subsidies, but Nobody really believes that, because a fundamental principle of the Green New Deal is essentially now fully transitioning off of, for example, in California, Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order, which he's banning cars that use gasoline, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, the radical left has taken over the Democrat Party. Rich, you may not know my history that well, but I grew up a Democrat. I was born in 1950, 70 years ago, in rural Texas, out on a dryland cotton farm. I never met a Republican until I was like 27 years old, and I was out of the Air Force or never met anybody that would admit to be one. Let me put it that way. And the transition occurred. Ronald Reagan made it okay for guys like me to become a Republican. But I was elected three times to the state house in Texas as a Democrat. I saw the Democrat Party shift back in the late 70s, the 80s, become extremely liberal. Mm-hmm. Well, not extremely liberal. That's what they've become now. they do not reflect the old Democrat Party. And I know there's a lot of folks who go, I'm a Democrat. My dad was a Democrat. They've left you, folks. Let me tell you, when you look at that radical agenda that they have, I'm watching TV. It's breaking my heart what I'm seeing in Philadelphia right now and the rioting that's going on. Where are the Democrat leadership that's standing up and saying, this has got to stop. This is nonsense. This is crazy. And they should have done it. The from the first moment that a glass got broken in a riot, somebody breaking into a private business, but they didn't. And now we've seen these riots and the police standing back because they're kind of like, hey, man, why should we put ourselves in jeopardy when people are trying to defund us? I mean, it is a tragic set of events that are happening. And I'll tell you, when you see electricity prices quadrupling, when you see household power prices going up the way they will, overall cost of living going up, again, back to that American Chamber of Commerce study, through 2025, and that's just around the corner, consumers will pay over $5,500 per capita in higher energy costs. You know, your gasoline prices will go up, your heating oil will go up. Your electricity prices will go up. I mean, this is some stunning stuff that they're talking about. And interestingly, seeing Joe Biden admit it on national television, I mean, you saw the president's eyes. I mean, he was stunned.
Oh, yeah, he lit up. He knew that Joe Biden stepped in it. It was great. It was a great moment to watch in that debate.
Yeah, he pounced. He pointed it out. He said, well, you just gave Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, and Texas. You just gave those to me.
Well, so let's talk about Texas for a
really
second.
You
were governor of Texas. I think it's laughable, this narrative that Texas is going to go blue in this election. I mean, especially after those comments, but even before those comments, I just find it so absurd, the idea that Joe Biden would win your state of Texas, Governor Perry.
Yeah. Hey, Rich, it's interesting. You know, I became George W. Bush was the first Republican, with the exception of Bill Clements, since the 1870s. We'd had one Republican governor, and that was Clements back in two times, 78 and in the mid-80s. And then George Bush beat Ann Richards, and he was the governor for 6 years. And then I elevated, and when I ran for a full term in 2002, we heard the same thing. Oh, Texas is going to go back to being a Democrat state. We've historically been a Democrat state. We're going to be a Democrat state again. And every 4 years, we heard the same thing. Well, this time Texas is going to go back and be. This is a media-driven pipe dream. The left, what is left of the Democrat Party in Texas. I mean, there are no statewide elected Democrats in Texas, and haven't been since 1994. So it's just, now, did they get close with Beto O'Rourke running against Ted Cruz? They did. And, you know, he was the shiny new Babylon, the bracelet and you know, was tall and articulate and made a great speech, kind of Kennedy-esque, if you will. And he got close. But this person that's running against John Cornyn is no Beto O'Rourke, certainly not Kennedy-esque. She is a really wacky individual. And Texans get this. Listen, they like having limited government. They don't want government telling them what to do from the time they get up in the morning until they go to bed at night. They are not just that fond of Washington, D.C. They'd just soon be left alone. There's a great independent streak still in Texans, like Pennsylvania citizens, mm-hmm. I will say. Our states are a lot alike when you really get outside of the – well, our urban areas are probably a lot alike too, unfortunately. We're seeing
going
a lack of leadership.
Going to the left, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm glad to hear that Texas is going to stay red this election. I'm glad to hear that. I think that you put to rest the nonsense that somehow Joe Biden's going to flip the great state of Texas. So thank you for that. And thank you for giving us the info on the energy stuff, too.
You're welcome, Rich. Take care of yourself and look forward to getting over there and visit again.
Well, we'd love to have you back, Governor Perry. We certainly would. Governor Rick Perry, the former Secretary of Energy of the United States, thanks for coming on the show today. It was fun to talk to you.
Absolutely. Good to be with you, sir. God bless you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.